Good afternoon, Your Honor. Can you hear us?
Sure can. Thank you.
I'm here too. So
Suzanne and I are, and I think Levi will all be on the same computer probably.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I'm really curious to see who's going to be the cat today. If you guys have seen that video, that is the funniest video. I laughed and I laughed and I laughed. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's the funniest thing I've seen in a while, honestly.
I know it. I know it.
I guess I'm missing out on something. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Dave, there was a Zoom meeting, and it was a very formal Zoom meeting with like a judge.
Yeah.
And one of the members who came on, let's just say it was you, had a screen filter on of a cat. And so here is this gentleman trying to say that he's, you know, not a cat, and he's trying and he's commenting, and the mouth of the cat is moving this whole time. I'll have to send it over to you. You will laugh so hard. It was actually even on the Today Show this morning.
I heard about a farm in England somewhere that had a big tourism market that's, of course, been destroyed by the pandemic. And so they're offering, and I'm not sure how this works, but they're offering goats to join a Zoom meeting. And you know, I'm not sure exactly what's involved, but, you know, you get to ooh and ah over the goat and just kind of entertain yourself either before or after or during whatever the Zoom meetings. And apparently it's been a great boon to the
farm. Goodness. Yeah, that would be a hoot. Well, I want to send this over to you so you can take a look at your leisure, but it is funny. I said, one of these days I'm going to be a goat or I'm going to be a cat. We're all gonna need to have an animal.
I thought it was Ken at first. I was like, man, it must be Ken.
Holy cow, Mike's, we can actually see Mike today.
Hey, there he is. He's got his hat on, he's all comfy. I want to welcome our guest here today as well. Thank you. Ruben is in California, but he will be calling in. He's doing something with his music, which I think is fascinating. So I want to know if he's like recording something with Beyonce. All right. So iPhone, whoever just joined us, iPhone, I'm just curious, is that Stan by chance or?
That's Eric, isn't it?
Oh, I bet you're right. I bet that's Eric.
Yep, that's Eric.
You need to put your name on there.
He's cruising along the road.
Do apologize. It's I don't think I can do that.
Are you driving, Eric?
I am indeed. They say texting is driving is bad, but I'm going to pull over here and have our meeting.
Listening.
That's right. Cool.
We'll just wait just a minute here for Ruben, if that's okay with everyone. Otherwise, we do have quorum here, but I just wanted to double check.
Oh.
he has time change and all of that to worry about. So I think we'll go ahead and get started. I know he has the document and his intention was to jump on, but otherwise, Suzanne, I just want to say, let's give it a start here. And I want to welcome everybody to the Village of Galena special council meeting this Wednesday, February 10th at 3:02. And if you would go ahead and do a quick roll call just to see if I've missed anyone.
I saw everybody here except for Ruben, so I think we're good.
Great, perfect. All right, so today's meeting is just to talk a little bit about the Primrose School, and I will read the ordinance, and Levi, if you would like to expand on this after that, we sure can. So it's ordinance number 2021-04. First reading is an emergency, an ordinance specifying the municipal services to be rendered to the following described property upon annexation to the Village of Galena, commonly known as 1811 South Galena Road, PIN number 417-4200-1016-000. 6-433 acres, more or less, being the property of Susan J. Lease, and declaring an emergency. So Levi, I will let you take the way.
So this is, can you hear me?
Yep, sure can.
Yes,
I'm clear.
This is the fourth step in the development process. I think I sent that out to everyone. It's the services ordinance. It's pretty much ORC. It's directed by the county. We have 20 days after somebody files an annexation to have passed this ordinance. We have been in contact. I have been in contact with this developer for going on a year now. They've been slow and methodical in their process for designing and they've made sure they've done everything they're supposed to do. And, if you have any questions about the plan or anything, you can ask me now. And the first hearing will be at Planning and Zoning next Wednesday.
Levi, I think there's going to be questions from people that may or may not be at this meeting.
Okay.
About how the development relates to the existing house that's on that corner.
So I think you can tell in the most recent plan that I sent out, their actual application, the house that's on this property will still stay on the property.
Okay. It wasn't clear. I mean, it appeared that there was something in the background, but I wasn't clear exactly what that was.
Yeah, they had some of their mapping over top of it.
Yeah, on the application, it stated single home.
The one single home. So they'll tear down the existing barn eventually when they get to that phase, but the house will remain.
And is there a wetland on the property?
That, I believe there's a small wetland, but that's for the engineers to determine
and to deal with.
And to deal with, yeah. I don't know a lot about
it. I believe that. It is on the diagram that there's a small wetland.
Yeah. And a lot of those are older man-created wetlands from ditches and things like that, so.
Okay.
They're always given a way to minimize impact on those things.
Right.
I would like to also, Council, obviously, I want you to continue to ask your questions and discuss. I do, however, want to open this up for public comment as well. I know that there's a couple close by homeowners there, and I want to certainly be giving you the opportunity to ask any questions at this point, as it's very initial. Is there any questions at all?
And obviously we'll cover this all a lot more in depth at the planning and zoning meeting, and not just the developer, but the actual purchaser of the property who runs the Primrose School, who's obviously financing this whole thing. It will be there to answer your questions as well, which I think is a good thing.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So if I understand the plan right, Levi, the access would be off of South Galena Road?
You are correct.
Yeah.
Levi, can you share a little bit for anybody who may not be aware on the phone what the actual process is after, you know, the council takes a vote today and exactly what they're voting on?
Okay, so the rezoning and the annexation run simultaneously. The annexation is handled at the county, and when it's complete, 60 to 120 days after their petition is filed, the rezoning and development plan will go through planning and zoning, one meeting, two meeting, three meetings, whatever it takes to decide to pass it or not pass it. And then that's recommended to council. And then at council, there's obviously here through three readings. And then when the village has served the annexation paperwork after the 60 to 120 days, then the annexation can be passed, and then the rezoning can be passed at council. And that's obviously a very, you know, yeah, that can be a pretty far down the road, and that's a pretty laid out, like, you know, brief description of it. There's a lot more mailings and things like that to go out.
Right. And then today's vote is relating to
just the services ordinance that says that if the county approves the annexation, we will provide services, or we can provide services.
Right.
Which is literally just sewer.
Right. And you've mentioned that it's customary in order to get that annexation through the county that two things are needed. They need to know that the municipality they're annexing in will give them the services. Secondly, that they're bonded. So this is a very traditional, very common sense of how this is done.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I have a question in the chat here. Where'd that go? Okay. How do you decide if it is one or three meetings? So, you know, traditionally it is set up for three meetings. Planning and zoning has the ability to choose one or two should they decide. You know, we like to have as many meetings so that the public feels well heard.
Yeah. So, and you also can't, sometimes you have to, where you could pass it as an emergency because there's no reason to go on other meetings. That's right. Not, you can't necessarily do that because you can't pass the rezoning until the annexation has been passed. Yep. So if we haven't been served the annexation paperwork, you can't rezone something that's not in the village.
Right. Makes good sense. Just hoping that answered the question. Okay. Yeah, they're getting public input on this, especially to those homeowners who are close by. It's going to be really important. We want to make sure they're heard.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, through engineering and stuff, if it is approved, when we get to the point where we're finalizing engineering, we also have to look into what makes sense for our sewer lines and, you know, servicing neighbors if they ever need it.
Right. Thank you.
Yep.
Are there any questions either from council or the public? Okay. Well, I guess I will ask for a motion to vote on the ordinance specifying the municipal services to be rendered.
We need a rule suspension first.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
That was one of my questions, whether we're doing this, this is a single vote, right? We're not doing this.
Yes. Because it has to be, we have to have it done for the county to proceed with the annexation.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll make a motion to suspend the rules.
Thank you, David. And a second, please.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Kathy. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed?
We should probably do a roll because it's a ordinance. Sorry. Yeah, right. Motions, we can do, you know, all those in favor, but for ordinance,
money is a resolution. This is okay. Sorry. Not at all.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Kathy?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
And Mike?
Yes.
And Ruben's not here, obviously, yet, right?
That is correct. And he is in the studio. And so he did text me back and was terribly sorry.
Okay.
Had intended to be here. Okay. So now we'll need the motion to read as an emergency the ordinance number 2021-04, an ordinance specifying the municipal services to be rendered to the following described property upon annexation to the village of Galena, commonly known as 1811 South Galena Road.
My question, I just have a question. This is us voting to say we will provide services. Or that we
are able to provide services.
Make sure we have that distinction clear.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we're able because we don't know if the project will be approved.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, the phrasing, Eric, since you probably don't have that in front of you, says upon
annexation. I definitely do not. I apologize for that.
It says upon annexation of such premises to the village of Galena, the village will provide the following described services. And then the first one is comprehensive planning and zoning. The second one is municipal water service through Delco. And the third one is municipal sewer collection service on a first come, first served basis for any existing plant capacity. Cost of extension of such service to the premises to be borne by the owner of such premises.
Oh. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
that's helpful.
So would anybody like to make that motion?
Yeah, I have one more question. Levi, sure. who pays to get the sewer line to the edge of the property?
The builder, the developer. That's in the wording in the ordinance, I believe, that Dave just read.
That would be the cost of extension, Todd.
Yes, the cost of extension.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Good job, Todd.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Todd. I'll second that. And thank you, Eric. Roll call vote, please.
Okay, we have Kathy.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
Todd.
Yes.
Eric.
Yes.
And Mike.
Yes.
All right. Motion has been approved. Before we adjourn the meeting, is there, again, any further comments, either from the public or council?
As far as the wetland, it is on the diagram and it's on South Galena Road. It would be just west of the intersection. So from a corner of the office building, there's a wetland A, it's called. And it would be before the driveway entrance.
Okay.
I knew I'd seen it somewhere.
Yeah, it's on the map. If we're done with this ordinance, I had a comment I wanted to make to Jeff. If that's appropriate.
Sure.
Jeff, I wanted to ask you to please pass on our appreciation for the work the guys did at the post office. The post office is obviously an important commerce point, and we appreciate the work that they did to clear off the street there. So just wanted to pass that on. Please let them know.
I will certainly pass it on. They'll appreciate it. These snow and ice events seem to be happening in the wee hours and on weekends. So they're burning the candle at both ends sometimes. So they'll like that.
Yeah, let them know we appreciate them.
Will do. Guys, you're doing a great job. Yeah.
All right, great. Well, thank you, everyone. If Kim, may I get a motion to adjourn the meeting, please?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Thank you, David. And Eric, second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? All right, meeting has been adjourned at 3:16. Thank you, everyone. Stay warm, bundle up. Talk to you soon.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.